Gold Bar, California, 23rd September, 1849. Dear Mother, we have been here for 3 weeks, and finally I have time to write to you. Looking for gold is hard work, and in the evenings, Father and I are very tired. We fall asleep immediately after supper. We are well, and hope you are too. But let me tell you everything from the beginning. It was a long way from our farm in Colorado to the gold fields in California. It took us more than 6 weeks to get here. We met many people on the road, and we all had the same dream, to find gold. One man told Father that we were called the 49ers because we were all going to California in 1849. We went to a town called Rich Bar and stayed there for the first night. That evening, the miners came into town to sell their gold and to dance at the hotel. There was a cook who played the violin and some very pretty ladies, but Father told me to go to bed early. The next day, we got everything we needed for our life as gold miners and walked to the Feather River, where the gold is. Father carried our tent and most of the tools, while I carried our food. We soon found the river. There were many other people there already. We put up our tent and started looking for gold immediately. Panning for gold is not difficult, but it is hard and dirty work. You use your pan to scoop up some mud from the river. Then you swirl it around. Gold is heavy, heavier than mud. The small pieces of gold, called nuggets, sink to the bottom of the pan. You throw away the mud and pick out the nuggets. I found the first one. Father says we must work hard and save all our gold so we can go back home soon. I like it here. So far, I have not had a bath once. We work and sleep in the same clothes. We sleep on the ground and we cook food over an open fire outside the tent. We eat a lot of beans and bacon. There are onions and potatoes for sale in Rich Bar, but not a lot of other vegetables. Fruit is very expensive, and we never buy it. There are people from all over the world here. It is sometimes difficult to understand each other because not everybody speaks English. Yesterday, I met a chief of the Crow Indians. He showed me how to make a trap to catch some rabbits for our dinner. I met some Chinese people, too. They eat their food with sticks. I tried it, too, but kept dropping my food. We get up early in the morning when it is still dark. When the sun comes up, we are already at the river looking for gold. We only stop working when it is too dark to see anything. Father is worried that the gold will run out if there are so many 49ers, but I think the gold will last forever. We will be rich. Father sends his love and says that he will write soon. Your son, Joshua.